In the name of God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of God, who is with us and for us, welcome, welcome to the final gathering, the Lessons and Carols service of this year. Hey, Hope College, I invited some friends here. Can you give them some love and wave at them coming here? Hey, my friends, can you wave at Hope College? Yeah. So I invited my friends here because tonight we're going to read a story. And it's a story that has shaped the world. Without this story, we don't have the hope that gives hope its gravity. Without this story, we're lost. And so we got to get this story in us early. And we got to keep playing it late in our life. And so tonight, we're just going to tell the story. And we're going to sing. We're gonna do a lot of singing tonight, Hope College. You've got a bulletin, and follow along in this with us. So yeah, you take this out. You let this be a guide for us this evening, as we step into a time of worship. Parts that are bold, I want to invite you to say together, as we step into this evening. Hear these words, my friends, because they're trustworthy and they're true. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them it was shined. We light this candle as a sign of our waiting and hope for the coming Christ. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. Amen, amen.
Let's stand and sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
So tonight, I want to tell us a story. And maybe you've heard this story, maybe you haven't, but it's an important story. It's a story about Jesus, about his birth, and how he is the Messiah, the hope of the world. It's going to take place from the Gospel of Luke. Do you know how many Gospels there are?
Four.
Can you name them?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's right. Yeah. How many of you know that answer to that question? Yeah. She don't even got finals tomorrow. This one's going to be taken from Luke. Luke was a physician. Your daddy's a doctor, isn't he? Yeah.
And my brother's name is Luke.
And your brother's name is Luke. Yeah. Right. Well, this story is going to take place in the first couple chapters of that gospel. So listen to this story from the book we love, The Bush That Burns and Is Never Consumed. Since many have undertaken to set down an orderly account of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed on to us by those who were from the beginning, were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. I too decided, after investigating everything carefully from the very first, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the truth concerning the things about which you have been instructed. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was... Anyone know her name?
Elizabeth.
That's right. Wow. Huh. How smart are you, Maggie? It's pretty smart. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children. No children. Because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when he was serving as a priest at Zechariah before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Look out here. It's like a whole assembly of the people. They're all praying. Now that's like what you're doing right now because you got finals. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was terrified and fear overwhelmed him. But an angel of the Lord said to him,
"Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord."
How will I know that this is to be so? For I am an old man, and my wife, she's getting on in years.
I am Gabriel. I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur.
Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. And when he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. Have you ever not been able to speak? Have you ever been mute? No, you've always been able to speak. Yes. Well, Zechariah was not able to talk. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. And she said,
"This is what the Lord has done for me. He has looked favorably upon me and took away the grace I have endured among my people."
You can remain seated for this one.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called, does anyone know the name of the town? Galilee called, not Jerusalem,
Bethlehem.
Not Bethlehem.
David,
close. Nazareth. To a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. That's right. Of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you."
But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Mary said to the angel,
"How can this be, since I'm a virgin?"
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God."
"Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word."
Then the angel departed from her.
Let's stand and sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry,
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord.
And Mary said,
"My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he's looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He's shown strength with his arm, and he scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He's brought down the powerful from their thrones, and he's lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things, and he sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever."
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said,
"No, he is to be called John."
The neighbors then exclaimed to Elizabeth,
None of your relatives has his name.
Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all the neighbors, and all these new things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said,
What then will this child become?
For indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him.
Let's stand and sing.
You guys are doing great. You're such great listeners. And we're nearing the end of our story, but we're not quite there. Story goes on. And then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy.
"Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of the servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of the holy prophets from of old, that he would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham to grant us, that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace."
The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. In those days, a decree went out for Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called
Bethlehem.
Awesome. Because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Let's stand and sing Hark the Herald.
Yeah, when the angel starts singing, there's a funk. It's good. Well, the story continues. We're near it at the end. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Let's stand and sing Joy to the World.
Well, friends, that's our story for tonight. It's the old story. It's the true story. It's our story. And I hope that, like Mary, you will take all of what you will heard and ponder them in your heart. Now it's time, just about to go. Before we go, just know this is true. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel basket. What would that be? That'd be silly. Yeah, you don't want to do that. But you put it on a... and it gives light to the entire
house.
Worship service. Final. Packing up of your room, heading home. Wherever you go, whatever you do, may the love of God light up your life in such a way that others might see God's love in you. Amen?
Amen.
Well, friends, before we go, let's hold hands one last time in 2016. Last time, y'all. Let's hold hands, kids. Hey, before you hold hands, let's give a little love to our friends up top here. Yes. Let's give a little love to our jazz quartet here tonight. Some little love to our choir. Yeah. I want to give a little love to Hope College. Yes. Come on. Yeah. I want to give a love for Bruce Benedict today who put this together. Yes. All right. We love you. You're going to rock those finals tomorrow. Again, I want you to go in. I want you to look that professor in the eye and say, "I got this." News divisions across the world are going to come to Hope College and say, "Why did everyone get an A?" Why? Because you were at Lessons and Carols tonight. As we step out of this year and into finals, we sing together one last time. Praise God from me.